Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast, and don't miss out on new weekly episodes. Get into it, sisters.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. My name is Wellington Gomez, and I am here with my co-host. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Hi. I can't wait to talk about it.
We have so much stuff to talk about. Of course, the Real Housewives of New Jersey finale aired this week. We are recording this on Thursday, so we have had some time to digest the finale and, you know, kind of come into our own senses on how we want to talk about this. so much to get through. One word before we start the recap. One word to describe this finale, Kay. Give it to me.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it was... I don't know if I have one word, because I want to say dry. But then it was giving. So I don't know. It's between those two words for me.
Between giving and dry. So it was giving dry. Well, let's leave it at that. Hit it.
You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air.
This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish. And nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I may be over the top.
Hi.
But I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours.
Payback's a bitch.
What do you think?
So start barking.
Blood may be thicker than water.
Love you.
But it's harder to clean when it spills.
Listen, a lot of blood spilled in the finale of this episode, and it was a lot to clean, Teresa. I'm sure that you can agree with that. Wow. 15 episodes later, season 13 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we're here. Isn't it crazy that 13 seasons later, well, let's say technically 10 seasons later, we're still dealing with the same drama. Like, isn't that, like, actually insane?
Very much so. Like, very, very much so. But what also is insane is that the people on the cast, they don't seem to have a problem with it. Like,
right.
When you think about, like, Dolores and all of them, it's like, y'all know that y'all are coming on this show, but you're only talking about Teresa, like, we hear a little bit about what's going on with y'all, but not that much. So,
right.
Why y'all
right. Here? Yeah, it's definitely a lot, and we have a lot to get through. So we're just going to get straight into the recap. But before we do, make sure that to all of our listeners, make sure that you guys are following us on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. Make sure you guys go on there and follow, because we post a bunch of clips from the episodes, and we also just post other things from the show and any announcements, anything that we have going on. You'll know if you follow us on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. So please make sure to follow. Also, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify. You know, it's important to do that so that you can get notifications whenever we post new episodes. And if you're loving the podcast, leave us a review, because they go a long way. And, you know, we love hearing that what you guys think about the episodes and stuff. So reviews matter. We're always open to constructive criticism. Just don't be mean. So this episode starts right. So this episode starts with a bit of a sneak peek into the aftermath of Dolores' Irish party. Let's watch this clip and predict how this finale will go and see who gets the closest to the predictions, okay?
Let's go.
Dramatic. Drama. The fact that that was her moment of what's going on? Danielle was activated.
I said, what was happening now? I thought she was dropping the hot for a second.
For the last 6 months, I've been trying to keep this big secret because I was doing everything in my power to keep the family together.
Oh. You guys are such losers. Excuse me. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
I didn't want to say anything because I was scared that they were going to ruin my wedding. Hello?
You know, I feel very bad about what happened in my house last night.
I mean, I don't know where you go from here.
Like, are you guys going to the wedding?
How can I go and celebrate someone else's marriage when they are the people constantly trying to destroy mine?
What happened, Teresa? You called my husband.
Disgusting.
Get
off of me.
All right, let's all stay calm.
I don't do it.
It's a lot going on.
To deal with toxic people that want to bring me down, even if they come in the shape of your family. I'm not doing it.
I mean, I get that.
I mean, she was right.
I mean, yeah, like, I get that. Sometimes when your family's not acting right, you don't feel like dealing with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you guys are not going to, there's nothing wrong with cutting people off that are disturbing your peace in any way. So I definitely understand, you know, Melissa feeling like she just can't deal with this drama anymore, and she wants off this boat, and she just, you know, wants to move forward. But I also feel like in that same sentiment, you need to want to move forward and make a legitimate decision. Like, if you legitimately don't want to see Teresa for the rest of your life, then you need to get off the show.
Well, I ain't gonna go that far. The show got to get off the show, do it.
What I mean, if you're legitimately saying that you don't want to see her for the rest of your life.
I mean, first of all, it's just not going to happen anyway. So she could feel that way, but it's not going to happen. I feel like they do a good job of coexisting. It's when people try to push them to be more than that. Like, coexist, and I think they could be fine. But outside of that, I think they just need to not take it there.
Right. So we just saw these the little previews of what happened after Dolores' party. What do you think? How do you think that this finale is going to end when it comes to? Do you think the audience, we haven't seen all of the clips, and also I'm going to add a poll to this episode. So if you're listening on Spotify, make sure that you guys look on the episode page because we can add polls there. And I'm going to add a poll and I'm going to say, who do you think was the edit for? Was the edit of this finale like towards Melissa, or was it towards Teresa's side? Meaning, do you feel like the episode was edited in their favor? So Melissa's favor or Teresa's favor? Kay, what do you think?
I mean, I'm going to say Melissa's favor only because of all of the stuff that they were showing with Louis and the stuff that he was saying that he was doing. That really didn't look good. And Melissa was just kind of like reacting versus start something. So I'm going to say it was in Melissa's favor. However, I wish she wouldn't have taken it where she took it. I'll say.
Right. Okay. Good. Make but sure that you guys say, all. Go ahead.
Teresa did not look bad. It was Louis that looked bad, and therefore made her look bad.
Got it. Okay. Keep that thought. So make sure that you guys go and vote on that poll. So Melissa, Margaret, and Rachel are talking about Danielle and where they stand with her. Margaret clearly wants nothing to do with Danielle and is still questioning the story about her brother. Take a look.
I mean, I feel like she was okay at Teresa's shower. We were playing nice.
But she was also crying.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God, she's crying. I love you.
I mean, people get emotional. She's
always crying.
You guys look awesome.
Situations like this.
But I am curious, like, what is going on? Like, that's affecting her so deeply that, like, she didn't...
I don't believe it's just about her brother. Do you know what I'm saying?
She acts very pouty, childish, if it's not about her.
Schlunche! Schlunche, everybody! Hi!
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
I don't know what the dynamic is going to be tonight with Margaret and Rachel because there's still a lot of tension. So I'm always like, okay, Where's it going to come from?
Hey, you. How are you doing?
You look great.
You look awesome.
Well, I'm hoping for the best, preparing for the worst.
I mean, I think that she's doing the right thing. I also feel like Margaret has this thing against Danielle and she clearly doesn't like Danielle. And I feel like once Margaret puts you in that space of like, I don't like you in a season, it's very hard to get out of it. And she's not going to listen to anything else. She's not going to believe anything else. If she feels like you are an op, she's going to feel like you are an op. Like, you know, like there's no, with Margaret, there's no like going back and forth. So I feel like that's where Danielle has fallen when it comes to Margaret. So it's just like, it's weird. But I definitely feel Danielle. Like, you know, sometimes you walk into a crowd and you're like, do these people like me? Do these people not like me? Because I feel like they tend to be so clicky that it may be hard to like walk into a space where you see Margaret, Melissa, Rachel, Jen, and they're all just like huddled up into a group. You feel like you don't fit in. So I can also understand why Danielle is sometimes like awkward around the group.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'll say my thoughts for Danielle for later.
So Danielle approaches Melissa, Rachel, Melissa and Rachel, and Rachel addresses Danielle about her energy when they were in Ireland in what I thought was a very mature way. Let me just say that and give Rachel the props in that, because I definitely thought the way she talked to Danielle and the way she expressed herself was very mature and probably some of the most effective conversation that I've seen in Housewives. Danielle and Rachel seem to be able to move on and actually decide to move forward and work on their friendship. Take a look.
You were so lost. Like, was it because of the brother thing? Like, was that?
Yeah, there was a couple of things that bothered me. You know, whatever we had, it escalated. I was like, what the every which way. So it was just, you know,
look, you have to understand that I have a relationship with Margaret. So you also have to give me a fair chance to say that if I said something negative about Jennifer Aiden, you would have told her.
I wouldn't have.
No, I believe that.
Okay.
Come on. Who are you trying to fool here? Not me.
No, I believe she wouldn't have.
Teresa and Jennifer, her friends, were talking about her. Like, it's not a bad thing. I'm just proving a point. I'm also in a position where there's this ex-friend of hers that's like talking about all this stuff, and I know it's something that's like a sensitive subject, so I need to give her a heads up just to let her know, like, you didn't come up with that by yourself. And that was my point, is like, she's being fed this by somebody. Like, I wanted her to just know what was being talked about.
Right, okay, so then fair. Same as you went back to tell her that. My friends told and you know me, just a heads up, just be careful. So,
and they right. told me the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like we're both doing the same thing, so don't us. Hold me really, to a different
standard.
I really
standard. Want to be good. I always wanted a friendship with Rachel. I never wanted to fight with her. I never wanted this friction, ever.
I mean, you guys walked in together into a season.
I want to build a friendship with you. You have a beautiful family. Your kids are amazing. And our kids get along. Like,
great.
I feel bad for what I did in all this mess. And I feel like we could really have a nice friendship. It just hasn't been able to get to that point. I'm being honest when I say that, like, it just felt like something was going on in Ireland that I was genuinely concerned for you.
Things happen in Ireland, but I'm good now.
There's other things that happen that we don't know about. Is that what you're saying, or no?
Just things that weighed on my mind. Nothing we don't know, you're saying.
I would just stop waving that stigma.
Just say it, girl. Just tell her. Girl, they're saying that you down to the back of the car kissing a man, girl. That's what they're saying about you.
You know.
And what you got to say about it?
I mean, I think she was already in the mind frame of, I'm going to tell Melissa, which mm-hmm. is why she kept on saying that there was other things that were, you know, weighing on me.
Right, right.
Again, I would say, I like how they handled the situation. I'm glad that they got back to how, you know, they were. They squashed it and then moved on. And that's how it should be. We have a beef, something so trivial and small, we should be able to talk about it, squash it, and move on. So I did like that.
Right, right. Which I agree. I felt like Rachel and Danielle's beef this season, I don't even think you can even call it a beef. I feel like it didn't even really hold that much weight. It really wasn't that serious. You know, they were arguing about the fact that they felt like they both communicated wrong when it came to the friend groups that they were closest with. But I think that it's interesting that in New Jersey, girls that coming together on the same season usually don't stay together. And I find that so interesting. We saw Jennifer and Jackie came in together, went the opposite way. We see Danielle and Rachel coming together, go the opposite way. I find that very interesting, you know? I mean, I know because, you know, Rachel was brought in by Melissa and Danielle was brought in by Jennifer? Who was Danielle brought in? Or by Dolores? By Dolores? I think maybe by Dolores because...
I feel like it might have been her.
Yeah, because it wasn't like... Danielle is somehow related to Caroline Manzo and like they knew each other, something like that. I know that Danielle is related to Caroline Manzo in some type of way, like by marriage or something. But I find that very interesting that the newbies that come in into the show never really like stick together. I feel like this was just childish. Like, get over it, move on, and like keep it moving, and let's fry the big fish that we've been waiting to fry all night, and that's telling Melissa about the rumor. Like, let's get to it, you know.
Danielle, she doesn't really have a problem. So the only person she really has a problem with is Marge. So you know, she likes Melissa, she likes that's all the people on that side, because she liked the other girls too. But I would say she's one person kind of likes everybody.
Right. And I don't really mind that because New Jersey is so clicky right now. And there's like, since it's six girls, there's always the three and three. And I don't really care about, like, I don't really care for that dynamic. Like, I want, two girls can be beefing, but I need the other girls to not try to pick sides all the time.
Absolutely.
Because that's just, I hate that about New Jersey sometimes, because it's like, you're constantly watching two groups fighting their you know, their opinions, and none of them are willing to meet each other in the middle for any understanding. If you had some girls that were actually in the middle, they can kind of like help mediate the situation. But because everybody picks a side, we get to no resolution. It's kind of like frustrating to watch. Danielle does give Jennifer Aiden the heads up that she's going to tell Melissa about the rumors that Laura told Teresa and Jennifer, that Melissa was caught in the back of a car kissing another man by Margaret.
Well, it's in love. Which I feel like you get a little joy out of that.
Which Laura is claiming that Margaret told her this about Melissa, and that Melissa knows about this allegedly, which is why she always sides with Margaret, because Margaret knows about Melissa's hidden skeletons. So after Margaret and Laura dissipated, somehow Teresa and Jennifer ended up meeting with Laura because she wanted to tell them information. Supposedly Laura was trying to join the show, so she was trying to talk to Jennifer and Teresa to kind of give her this information about the things that Margaret has said about the girls in the group, to basically prove that Margaret is a bad friend. I'm sure that this Laura girl had a bunch of stuff to say, but this was the biggest one, so this is the one that stuck. But I'm only curious to the other things that Laura had to say. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure that she was spilling the tea on everybody that,
and to me, depending on other stuff that she had to say, would depend on how I would look at Marge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because y'all came with this one thing, but what else did she say? I don't know. But then, okay, you gonna play the clip?
Yeah, I'm gonna play the clip.
For the anthem.
I'm going to tell Melissa what you told me. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
No, but Danielle, you can't do that.
I feel like I have to. If somebody was saying this about me, I'd want to know.
You think I've been thinking about telling her?
I'm
just
sure.
So that she's aware.
But it's almost like after everything that I went through last year, for me to kind of do that to somebody else, I don't want to hurt a family.
Nobody protected me. Nobody protected my children. So, like, I don't want to be that girl to another
family. I get it, but you're saying it on camera, and you know this is going to air, so it's kind of the same thing.
To just, like, not repeat.
Like, I get it, but it's kind of the same thing.
And if that's how you would have brought it to the show. It was Margaret who did something to me. So, like, I just don't know what to do.
The point of me telling you was really just to justify the fact that all of this stuff at the end of the day comes from Margaret.
I feel that if this friend is talking, it's only a matter of time before she's really gonna rev her engines up. And if somebody was saying this about me, I want a chance to defend myself. I don't want to hurt Melissa. I don't want to believe it was true.
I just want to tell you
this is what your friend has told this woman. I'm afraid that this woman's gonna go and tell this story without her having a voice behind it. She's my friend, so if I hear something about you, I'm gonna do it in the most sincere way and try to help. I'm looking out for her and not throwing you or Teresa under the bus. You have to trust me.
You wanna repeat it, that's on you. I'm not gonna repeat it.
I will put it on me.
And what if she asks you, where did you
hear this from? I will repeat it to you.
I will, Laura. It came from Laura. That is the point of this all.
If anybody wants to put this on me,
Jennifer wants no parts.
All
right,
then
I'm
gonna
go.
And she just started.
You have to,
unless I have to. Right. Jennifer wants no parts with this situation, even though we're here because she and Teresa met with them. Right. And I mean, it's no shade to them, but you know, we are here because of that reason. I will say this. I do feel like Danielle's intentions are pure. Like, I don't, like, to me, do you feel that?
I feel like Danielle's intentions are misplaced, because I don't feel like you are the person that should go to her and tell her. Because first of all, you did not have the conversation with Laura. You're hearing this from Jennifer, who heard it from somebody else. So now we're at the third person that in this telephone game, and now you're going to go tell, you know, the person that y'all was talking about. I don't think that she should have said anything, because I don't think it really was her place to say anything. And I definitely don't think it was her place to say anything at this moment, knowing that they already had friction between the two sides and a wedding was coming up. And that's not
right. Nice. No, I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that. And those are all valid points. I feel like the reason why I think that she has some genuine intentions in like looking out for Melissa is because I feel that when you are shooting this show and something like this gets dropped on your lap, meaning like someone tells you on camera this crazy secret about another cast member, you know that now you always have, I feel like in a way you have to be thinking about how is this going to play out later when, you know, when things are being, or when things are airing, you know, and reunion times and stuff. So I'm thinking, if I'm on a reality show, I'm thinking, okay, Jennifer just dropped this bomb on me about the things that, you know, Laura's saying about Melissa. So I definitely need to tell Melissa, because if it gets to Melissa first, and then Melissa sees that Jennifer told me while we were in Ireland, and I was kikiing to her face all season, and I didn't let it, like, and I didn't tell her, then that's, I'm true, even going to look worse, you know? So that's, I definitely feel like that's the reason why Danielle, even if it's in a selfish way, really wants to tell Melissa, specifically because remember that she brought it up to her mom and her husband. She was talking to them about it, and her mom was telling her, like, you know, I feel like if you were in her shoes, you would want to know what was going on. So because of all of these things happening on camera, and her now and like her now feeling like it's on her to like bring this out, I feel like that's why she's doing it. Like, I don't think she's really trying to be malicious towards Melissa. I think that she literally feels like she thinks it's her responsibility now, because it's like, you know, all of this information, you should give her the heads up.
Yeah, and that's what I said. That's what I said. I think it's just misplaced. Like, I don't, for me personally, like I said, and I get that, because you're right. There are a lot of times when you sit around with people that might kiki and say different things, and they're like, oh, well, you right, never tell me this, you know what I mean? Right. From that perspective, I definitely get it. I think it was just the wrong time.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, listen, we've been waiting for this moment the entire season. Danielle finally tells Melissa about the infamous rumor.
So I found out some information in Ireland that affected like my mind. It just affected me on a level where I was like, so I want you to know.
Melissa's like, what is going to happen right now?
About me? Yes. Okay. So Laura has been saying that Margaret's friend caught you in the back seat of a car kissing a guy.
Oh, Lord.
But see, again, so this Margaret's friend catch her? And Margaret, or did Margaret tell Laura?
This is what Laura is saying. If we're going to be really honest here, then let's be really honest. Please.
She gagged me.
Do you want to know how?
She gagged
tell
me.
Tell me. Through my husband.
Ooh.
Do you want to know how I heard it through my husband? Because his sister called him over to his house secretly without me to tell him this story.
Spill the tea, Melissa.
6 months ago, Teresa called Joe over with Louie because she heard a rumor about me. And she believes it so much that she had to call her brother over. How dare you tell my husband that I would cheat on him? Pretty f***ed up sister-in-law I have, isn't it? You're saying this off a baseless rumor,
right,
of some woman who wants to hurt Margaret with no facts, no anything. Did she think he was just going to pack his bags and leave? Like, what the f*** are you doing?
Right.
Call us both over.
Yeah, but you have a best relationship.
Call us both over.
Yeah. And say, right. I'm not even going to lie. I agree with Melissa on this.
I know Melissa would never do something like this.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't want it to be true.
Why would she want it to be true?
Everybody.
I mean, I have been accused, dollface. Look at me. I have been accused of being a stripper.
I know your sister-in-law, Melissa. She actually worked for me at a little gentleman's club in Elizabeth.
I have been accused of doing stuff in parking lots before.
You had dinner with my sister-in-law, and you told him that I meet my ex. Well, you did meet your ex.
She said multiple times, your wife will leave you for a richer man.
She's like, you know, as soon as I met Joey, I saw his house. She's like, I wasn't stupid like my two sisters, like a gold digger.
She said multiple things that we have let go in our life. But okay, major
I had no intention on confronting her about this because Joe doesn't believe it. It's bullshit.
And because I wanted to let her have a peaceful 6 months leading up to her wedding.
Half the reason he can't look at her in the eyes is because she called him over to her house that day.
And look what ends up happening. She has her minion make me look bad in front of everyone so everyone can hear the words, Melissa's a cheater. And I'm done.
Okay. It's a lot to break down at this point. It's a lot to break down at this point because, okay, so let me just say this. As we recap this, please, to the listeners, because I feel like I get that a lot, we're not biased on any side. I am going to give my opinion. Kay's going to give her opinion. We might agree on some things. We might not agree on some things. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's nothing against the people. So I give it to Melissa when it comes to what she's saying that Teresa and Louis called Joe over without her knowledge to tell her about this rumor. I think that is highly disrespectful. I think that, you know, if you are actually concerned that someone is, you know, creating this rumor, and also let's also mention the fact that in other scenes at this party, when Teresa's asked about the rumor, she constantly says, I don't believe it, which is why I didn't bring it up. But you called her. You called right. Joe uh-huh. 6 months ago. If you don't believe the rumor, why was it so important for you to even call Joe for him to come to the house without right. Melissa? You know? Right. Because if you don't believe the rumor, it would make sense for you to invite both of them over. Yep. And, you know, and say, guys, this lady is saying something, this about y'all, mm-hmm. and she's saying that Margaret is behind it. We need to get to the bottom of this, absolutely. You know, not because if those were your legitimate intentions, because I feel like the other way around, it comes off as you believe the rumor and you're giving that's Joe why. A heads up.
Yep. Uh-huh. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that is absolutely the case because, again, if you did not believe it, you would have told Melissa, your sister-in-law, your friend is going around saying these things. I want you to know this. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. Is there anything that you want me to do to support you in this rumor right. that's being spread about you? But you didn't do that. You put it on Louis, first of all. Louis called him. So, you know, you're already not taking any type of responsibility whatsoever. That's why I say I feel like Danielle should have stayed out of it because she didn't really know, like, the history and the background of everything that was, mm-hmm. like, they mm-hmm. already knew about it, right? Like, she thought she was doing the right thing. But Melissa told her, no, you know, I already know about it. Joe already know about it. There has already been a discussion about it. Right. But my thing is, I also, too, want to know, okay, so her and Jennifer talked to this lady, and then she went back and told the brother. And then Jennifer...
What brother?
Teresa would have told her brother after her and yeah. Danielle, after her and Jennifer talked, and then Jennifer told Danielle. Okay.
Yeah. So, this is, you know, like I just said, I gave a point to Melissa, because she did not deserve for Teresa and Louis to call Joe behind her back. I definitely agree with that, and I'm going to give her a point. However, now I'm going to flip to the other side. Melissa is also using the fact that Danielle is bringing her this information genuinely against Teresa, just because Danielle is friends with Teresa. Teresa did not put Danielle up to this.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When you watch the show, you specifically see that Teresa did not put Danielle up to this whatsoever.
Like, but to be fair, she didn't know that at the time. Now, once she knows that Teresa didn't say nothing to Danielle, I think she does owe Teresa an apology. At that moment, she didn't know that Jennifer
I think that even for her to even jump to that conclusion, it's kind of like, you know, like you're saying, you always say that Teresa is unreasonable and that Teresa cannot own up to her actions. So you're basically saying that you are more emotionally intelligent than Teresa. So you should know that once you hear something, how about you ask Teresa first instead of going to that conclusion? So I do feel like her saying, like, you know, you put your pawns to do this. Like, no, Teresa didn't know not that Teresa didn't know, because she did say in a confessional that she knew that Jennifer had told Danielle, but she told them not to say anything and that she couldn't control them. So at the end of the day, you see it throughout how the episodes played out that Teresa and Danielle don't even speak about this situation. Right. So I didn't like that. So for that reason, I will say, like, Teresa did not have Danielle coming up to this. Like, this is not Teresa's doing. So it's a lot. But then
her sister-in-law said no, I didn't tell her. And then Danielle could have confirmed no. She didn't say anything to me. Somebody else said something to me. Then, you know, like I said, it was like a match had got lit, and then you could just see like the fire. And before there was any type of option or time to like reason with one another, it just boom. Mm-hmm. And then it just started going off from there.
Yeah.
And that's what happens a lot between them. And that's why they can't never get anything settled.
Yep, I agree. Well, Danielle also makes the point to Melissa that while she understands that Teresa and Jennifer were probably being messy in wanting this information to come out on the show, why doesn't nobody hold Margaret accountable for spreading this information to Laura to begin with, which is how the rumor started? So take a look.
Why is Margaret not getting any of the... Why is nobody ever addressing the messenger?
Oh, I see her saying my name constantly.
What could she possibly be saying?
Yeah, I see her name, Margaret.
Why not Margaret?
Because she would never say that, because it's completely untrue.
But how do you know that, Melissa?
Like, why don't you just go over there?
I mean, I guess you know your friends.
Here we go.
I keep hearing my name. What is going on here?
Oh, nothing. We're just talking about Laura.
Talking shit. Why are you talking about someone you don't even f***ing know?
I heard something.
Already super combative and super aggressive.
You heard something from who?
Because you got the first.
I'm not gonna tell you who. I'm just saying.
Why are you talking about someone, Margaret? You don't even f***ing know?
Someone said something about my friend, so I'm just relaying the message.
Who said something about your friend?
That's you. I don't shoot the messenger.
Apparently,
don't shoot the
you're
messenger.
Not a messenger. Well, you're a starter.
What the hell's going on in there?
You're a stupid little starter.
You got the
you're
real
a stupid. Get your finger out of my f***ing face.
I'll do whatever
get
I want.
Your finger
listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody got your f***ing.
All I was thinking about is when Barbie could step in and
you know what you're going to this guy? You have a budget, Betty. Don't you ever.
Okay. Don't
ever.
Don't shoot the
messenger. It's you.
And you guys know
what's
going on?
But these two are the ones who met up with her. They're talking about our bags. She's telling us to our face.
This is where it goes off. This is where it goes off.
Wait, why are you going like this?
Because you're a loser. You're trying to
excuse me?
Yes, you called my husband to your house to tell him
Melissa's
that
not
I was in a
having
car
it.
With a guy.
Wow. Did you see what she just did?
I've been around enough fights in my day.
This is when Teresa gets activated.
Something's going to escalate.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
This is bad.
Look at you.
Look at you. Look at you. What happened, Teresa?
I heard
you
called
my husband over to tell him I...
Disgusting.
This is so New Jersey. I hope, like, I hope you understand that this is so New Jersey.
Get off of me.
You know what it reminded me of? When they was chasing Danielle at the... What's the place that...
At the fashion show?
Yes. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
Oh my God, Lord Jesus.
But I want to say this, and this is where I think that Danielle's intention went wrong, went left after this point. Because I definitely think she was trying to stick it to Marge. Mm. She's like, why are y'all not, you know, why are you not mad at Marge? This Marge did this, Marge did this, Marge did this. And I think that's really what she wants. She wanted to be able to say, hey, you're friends with somebody that's talking about you. Like, this person is no good. I've been saying that she's no good all season. I'm going to prove to you that she's no good. So I think that I think maybe that was an underlining intention of Danielle. And then when March comes in, I know you said that she kind of started off aggressive, but if I hear my name come up in a conversation 3 or 4 times, yeah, I might be a little aggressive, because why are you talking about me? I don't like you anyway. So why are you talking about me? Why are you saying my name multiple times in a conversation that I'm not in? So I kind of see why Mars was activated. And then when she mentioned that we're talking about your friend, Laura, again, that really ignites Mars, because she's like, you don't even know Laura. You have not even talked to Laura. So why are you continuously bringing Laura up? I can see why Mars got activated, honestly.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you that, and I can see that as well. But I will say is that if you are talking to resolve, that's not how you go into a situation. Because if you're really trying to find out what Danielle is saying and where she's coming from and where she's getting all of this information, then you need to listen to her and be able to listen to resolve, not listen to argue or not listen to be combative. So I feel like, you know, at that point in the episode and in them filming, I feel like March was ready to make a finale. And she was like, I am not holding back. Let's film this thing. Let's make it poppin'. And let's, you know, let's give them what they want. So, which is why I feel like she was very like, yada, 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 yada. You know what I'm saying?
Get
like,
your head out of my face. But I don't think definitely March wants to resolve anything with Danielle. So she would have, she's going to approach Danielle in that type of manner anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that March wants that March wants anything to do with Danielle. I don't even think that next season. I feel like probably next season she'll be open to something new. But you know that March is also someone that can hold a grudge. So it can be, you know, she hasn't even gotten over Jennifer yet. So she's trying. They're both trying, but they keep taking each other off. I also don't want this to become a Jennifer and Marge situation where it's like,
absolutely,
now it's like Danielle and Marge are always like bickety bickety, because it's like, it's too much. Well, Louis jumps into the chaos and makes it clear that he was the one that called Joe to tell him about the rumors about Melissa kissing a man down in the car, child.
By
the way,
called my husband
over to
tell him
secretly.
I denied.
I called Joe.
It's not gonna come back.
I called Joe a lot.
Man,
you hear that? I called him. I did.
I did. With Teresa, you guys called.
Yeah, Teresa didn't want to call him. Don't put blame on Teresa.
He went to the house and you're not there.
Yeah, because Bo Deedle knows about everybody in this room. That's why. Come on, man.
Who said
Bo Deedle
knows about everybody?
So who else got
an
arsenal?
I know.
Why are your eyes bugging like that?
Where's Teresa? Let me go find Teresa.
Find Teresa.
Why are you looking like that? Your eyes are like, what's the matter?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with you.
I'm the one getting all the Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Who is he talking to like that?
I called your husband. You just said I called your husband. I called you.
Yo, hey, yo. Back the
I am.
I'm proud of you. No.
Don't
what the hell you looking at?
Don't. Back
up.
Man, I know that.
Stop it. Nate. You don't gotta hold him back, Nate. You don't gotta hold him back.
Joe Gorga, please. If you really wanted to smoke, you would have been running up like you ran up on Joe. Like, let's just make that clear. Like, you ran up on Joe real quick with the quickness. I don't know why you took so long to run up on Louis if you really felt like he was, you know, coming up on top of Melissa like that.
Yeah, I think he at the beginning, he was probably like, you know, talk your shit, man. Oh, sorry. Talk your stuff, man. but then once, like, it was kind of almost like it seemingly, even though this is not what occurred, that they was trying to hold him back from Melissa. And I think that's probably when he was like, okay, wait a minute now. You know what I mean? But like when he was sitting around talking, like, you know, do what you got to do, you know, to make these coins, Louis.
Right.
But he came in with also, that attitude from the beginning.
Who's Bob Ditto? Is that his name?
Bo Ditto. I think it was.
Bo Ditto.
That's Bo the Ditto? Investigator?
And I'm guessing that's the investigator. Also, like, Bo Deedle knows everything about everybody in this room. That is not a good look. I mean, we all know that Marge has an arsenal, but Louis has one bigger. Is that what we just found out? Is that Louis has a bigger legal arsenal than Margaret?
Right. But then it's like, I don't know. As a man, though, I just don't understand why you would need to have any information on anybody.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I will say this. I do feel like the men in this show get very involved in the drama. And they can be really sucked into it and be really feel like a part of it. So I can understand why someone like Louis might be so wrapped up in all of this and trying to make, like, I could definitely see Louis.
That don't need an arsenal of people as a man.
Yeah, you don't need, not even just as a man, as anybody. I don't really need an arsenal on anybody on anything for no reason. But I feel like I definitely see Louis, you know, when the cameras are off, talking to Teresa about, you know, how the viewers see her, how the viewers see them. And like, you know, when we're filming, what are some things we can do to make ourselves look good? Da, 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 da. And I'm not saying that that's even bad because.
Oh, yeah, nothing's wrong with it. But
you know, like you should, everybody should be aware of what they're doing on camera. But I think that at that same space, you saying that you haven't. That you know somebody that knows everything about everybody in this room is not going to make you look good. I feel like, I mean, I don't know if Louis drinks, but I feel like if he does, he was definitely off some liquor at this point because he let that information out. And Louis tends to be very, very particular about the things that he say. And he's very about listening and being understanding and, you know, all of that. So I feel like Louis was definitely on his last nerve. And he may be a little tipsy. I don't know. But
well, he came in
it was
like
not
that.
A good look.
He came in like that, though. Even before the party, he was already hot. Yeah, he already had it for Joe. So, like, he came in with the attitude, like, I'm going to get them. Not them, but probably Joe.
Yeah.
And he didn't really care. Like, if Joe said anything, it was just going to pop off. Because that's exactly how Louis came in there. He came in with that type of energy, with that type of attitude. And look, and when Joe didn't give him what he wanted, and then when Teresa now started going at it, then he's like, oh, here's my cue for me to let it all hang out. And that's exactly what he did. And like you said, it didn't make him look good at all.
It did not make him look good at all. Well, Danielle says Margaret has been an evil manipulator all along, and that and the actual one holding an arsenal on everyone. And she's just the one that has had the balls to finally expose her.
Everyone,
I'm
worried for everybody.
You did this. You know what? You could kiss my f-ing big, fat f-ing flat ass. You did this. Look down to her.
When she said flat ass, I lost it.
I mean, didn't her and Joe cheat? Didn't she, like, actually legitimately break up a family?
Yeah. I never
listen. Your brother doesn't talk to you.
No shade.
She's a stupid.
No shade. She's a
happy. Just looking out for a friend.
At the end of the day, that's the case. Looking out for a friend, but it was not done in a private matter. That's
it was done in a private matter in another room.
Rachel, I could have called it out at the table in Ireland, and I didn't.
For me personally, I would not have picked this circumstance to share this information. I probably would have done it in private. That's just me. I'm not Danielle. Where do you go from here?
But you also told Margaret at a party that they were that.
I am no longer Margaret to paint me as the bad guy. It's been you all along. And I'm just the person to expose you.
I love it. Hold on. I want to.
But she didn't expose it about it, though. I think Danielle's giving herself more credit.
Allowing Margaret to paint
anything. This part gagged me.
I am no longer allowing Margaret to paint me as the bad guy. It's been you all along. And I'm just the person to expose you.
Do the people's work, Rachel. I know that's right. Anyways, like I was saying, Rachel, did I say do the people's work, Rachel? Or did I say do the people's work, Danielle? I meant do the people's work, Danielle.
Yeah, I think you said it.
Okay, hopefully I said that. I don't know. Anyways, Rachel Fuda, how can you say that you would have waited for a private moment where you were also the one that told Margaret that Teresa and Jennifer were giving y'all a heads up about Margaret having an arsenal on people at a party where everybody was at, which is why Margaret was even activated and went up to Teresa about it. So don't say that you probably would have told somebody in private when you didn't. You literally didn't in the same season. Like, stop it.
I think that also was kind of different, a different situation, only knowing the history of this situation, right? Like, I think anything dealing with these people, you had to be very careful how you try to insert yourself into what's going on between these two families. And I think that's probably what she was saying. Like, I may not have done it this way only because they already have so much tension between them. I mean, y'all went up to this lady's house and basically ruined the party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A good party. That was a good Irish party, by the way.
Absolutely.
It looked so fun. And Polly dropped a coin on that party, okay?
That nobody enjoyed.
Listen, so...
it's the fussing fight. So yeah, so that's my only thing. But I do agree. You can't say that if you did it too.
Right. And... you know, like Melissa said earlier in the episode, Teresa and Louis had called Joe over 6 months ago to tell Joe about this rumor. Finally, we hear from Joe. I will say this. Joe hasn't really been present this season as much as I thought he would be. And I don't know if that was a strategy or his actual feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like season 12, he was very present. And I feel like season 13, with all of these things happening to Melissa, I do feel like he kind of took the step back, like kind of took a step back and kind of let Melissa handle most of the situations with Teresa. He hasn't really been active like that, in my opinion. I don't know. But Joe finally explains his side of the story and says what happened when Teresa and Louis called him over to the house.
This cheating rumor, and they continue to push this issue. He goes, no, there's multiple men. I'm sitting there as they're telling me basically to like leave Melissa. Then a couple days after, Gia calls me up and she's like, you know, I heard what happened. We just think that you can do better. Mommy thinks so, and we all do. So I said to myself, am I around people that love me or people that want to hurt me? It's a f***ed up situation.
Nah, okay.
But not Gia called.
What you said?
I said, but not Gia calling.
Yeah, not Gia calling. Wait, hold on. First of all, when I saw this, honestly, my entire perspective changed in a way, because if they really told him it was multiple men, then it was definitely malicious. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was definitely like they were trying to break them up. And to me, I just don't understand why 10 years later, Teresa would even want to still do this. Right. You know, like when this all happened 10 years ago, whatever, families fight, whatever, families fight and they go through a lot of shit. I don't care. It served its purpose. But was it really that big of a grudge that you had to, you know, hold it for 10 years to the point that now we're here and this is coming up again, the same type of, you know, situation? Like,
first of all, at this point in their marriage, they married. So it's she's here to stay, and it's either you like that or you don't, right? Like, I don't think that there should be any, I'm trying to break them up. You get what I'm saying? They got kids now. They married. They've been married for so long. Like, you can't obviously want your brother to just divorce her on the sheer fact that you don't like her and you think that she's breaking up you and your brother. Because that's really what it boils down to.
Right, right. I mean, Teresa is saying that she wasn't the one that wanted to call the one, like, you know, we see this in the episode. Teresa saying that she wasn't the one that wanted to call Joe about anything. She said that she didn't believe the rumor, so she didn't want to call him. And Louis says that he was the one that wanted to call them. So then after all of this happens, Dolores had a conversation with Melissa, and Melissa is telling her, like, you know, I'm not going to support them, because if you're trying to break up my marriage, why would I want to support you? Also, let me just point this out. Shout out to our friends at All About the TRH, All About the Housewives, a platform that also reports on housewives. They're reporting exclusively that Joe Gorga claims that Gia told them to leave Melissa Gorga, and that Gia denies this at the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion. Supposedly, according, what they're saying is that Gia said that she told her uncle to leave his wife, but instead pleaded with him to come to Teresa's wedding. Gia swore on her late Nano and Nana that she'd never told her uncle to leave Melissa Gorga, and that it was strictly about him coming to Teresa's wedding, which he still chose not to come. So, knowing this information, who do you think is lying, Joe or Gia?
I mean, I would hope Gia wouldn't insert herself in that way.
Right. Right. And I feel like, does Gia really have the time for all of that? You know?
She does, but I'm just saying, she doesn't.
Yeah, it was weird. Gia also said in a TikTok that had posted this same moment of that, you know, what we just played. Gia responded to the TikTok and said, "Thank you. Sad that I had to be brought up in a bad light and I have to defend myself to Andy and others." If Joe actually lied about Gia in this confessional and made up something that Gia actually didn't say, it's just like on every side of the spectrum, it's too much. Because if Joe lied on Gia, that's just too much. And if Gia called Joe to tell him to leave Melissa, that's also too much. Yeah, it's like both sides doing too much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I hope she didn't assert herself that way. Like I said, if there was a conversation about that, maybe it was misconstrued on what she said. I don't know. But all in all, it's still too much on both sides, and we're tired of it.
Right. It's way too much. So Dolores goes over to Teresa's house after the party the next day and tells her that Melissa and Joe are no longer coming to the wedding and that they're done. And Louis explains to Dolores his side of things, I guess. And also, Louis spills the tea.
Said that she felt that Teresa was behind that coming out last night.
No. She didn't call Joe. I called Joe. Tell him, listen, this is what's going on. And I'm only telling you this, man, right, just get ahead of it, because your brother doesn't deserve to have something.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it real quick. He says, she didn't call Joe. I called Joe. Did you call Joe yourself, or did you call Joe with Teresa next to you? Because with Teresa next to you, then you and Teresa called Joe. Let's not act like, you know what I'm saying? Let's not be stupid. However, if you called Joe, just you and him, then I can understand why Teresa's like, it wasn't me.
No, it was both of them, because she went home and told him exactly what that lady said, and he got on the phone with Joe at that very second.
And also, Joe is saying that Teresa and him called. And yeah, so...
He was on speakerphone.
So even if you were right there, you can't say that you weren't a part of it if you were literally listening to the conversation while they both were talking.
Anyways, and when he goes to the house, you were there as well.
Right. So you were part of the conversation, even if you weren't the person voicing the concerns.
Open his face.
Right.
And I'm not talking about like gossip, like Bo Deedle, who's like one of the most famous private investigators in the country, one of my best friends, brought me information on each person in this group. There's so much more.
What other information do you know?
I don't know anything.
You know, I didn't get to where I got to by accident, but I surround myself with really successful people.
He's coming to the wedding.
And he brought that over. So let's just stop it at this whole thing of like, just some cheating rumor.
What kind of information is he talking about?
I don't know. But I don't understand why he's talking with a private investigator. I don't understand. You know, I had asked if they would still be coming to the wedding, and she said no.
I mean, of course.
Obviously, they don't. They're not happy with us.
You think they hate you?
Yes. This has been going on over 10 years. I dealt with it with my ex. I'm not going to deal with it in my new chapter of my life. I'm so done.
Louis is so red.
Knows that to me, family is the most important thing. But you need to honor and respect your family. And like, not hurt them. I don't want family like that.
You're cutting them out then. That's it.
You know, like I did with my cousin Kathy? Done. Like, I'm done. It's been over 10 years.
Praise the Lord. Hope so.
That I've been dragged through the mud and back. It's gone long enough. This is what Melissa's been trying to do for over 10 years. I know she's been wanting to get my brother away from me all the time. She got her wish. She got her wish.
It's very sad. It's very sad. Okay, so this is where I have conflicting feelings about the story, because if this private investigator is a friend of Louis, a legitimate best friend of his, and he came over one day and said, hey, I know you're on the show with all of these people, and I know that they're always arguing with you, and that they're always trying, and that they were saying they were looking into you. Let me be devil's advocate, okay? Let me be devil's advocate. The first season that Louis was on the show, he was very scrutinized by a lot of people on the show. People looked into him. People looked into the things that he was doing. Remember that Joe Benigno was bringing up tea on camera about Louis and the things that he was doing, and that he had heard about the club or whatever, the retreat that he was out in. So if in a hypothetical world, this private investigator, best friend of Louis, saw this and how Louis was highly scrutinized, and then came over to Louis' house and said, hey, you know, I saw how those people were treating you. Here's some dirt on them. And dropped that on Louis' lap, and Louis saw it. That, to me, is like, I can understand it. However, wait. This is where I'm going with this. Teresa and Louis could have really taken it this season if Louis didn't go back on his words when he appeared on Watch What Happens Live the night after the finale aired and said that he was lying when he mentioned his private investigator friend and that he was just making that up in the moment. When you went back on your words and said that you were lying, and that I didn't spend money on that. Why would I? You put your foot in your mouth, because you simply could have said, this private investigator person is my best friend. He saw how I was scrutinized last season. And as my friend, he legit came over one day and said, listen, I didn't like the way those people treated you. Here's some dirt on them. When I saw the dirt that he gave me, because of course I'm human, and I saw that what was there about Melissa, I called Joe to warn him about this information because it came from a trusted source. He could have said that and gone with that, and that would have been more honorable than him taking his words back and saying that he was lying, because now it makes you look like a liar. It makes you look like, you know, we can't trust anything you say. But this is like the first time that he's starting to like, you know, like kind of like crash on his own words and on his own thing. So it's kind of like, you made that mistake by saying that you were lying. You could have easily said that that was just your friend looking out for you. Because the question that was proposed, even if they did actually sought out this private investigator, they could have easily they could have easily just, you know, gone about answering that question the correct way, but they claiming that they actually didn't hire anybody and that was just Louis making something up in the moment. That lie doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because Teresa thought about how I made them look, and she made sure that if he was ever asked that question again, that he would then turn around and lie about it. I know for a fact that's what it is. Anytime either one of them go back on something that they've said, is because they've had a conversation and they're like, hey, this doesn't look good. We need to fix this. And that's exactly how they operate. Louis was not lying. He probably paid somebody. I don't believe that. Well, not somebody. I believe he probably didn't pay his friend. But he put his friend up to it, because I do not believe any reputable private investigator will have time to do that if somebody didn't ask them to do it. So Louis, he's a liar. You did what you did. And if you want to be big and bad and say that you did it, then stick to your guns. That's basically it. But see, what happened is Jennifer and them, they probably started talking about it. Like, hey, did you really do this? Did this really happen? These are her friends now. So she's like, oh, well, this probably is making us look bad. We need to change this narrative. And that's exactly how it
went. Right. And it wasn't, listen, I was believing you. I was going with the story. Listen, I am a Teresa fan to the day I die. I love Teresa. But this did not make her look good. And then Louis taking back his words did not make this whole situation look good at all. It made you look worse, because now it made Louis seem like a liar. And when you are portrayed as a liar once, then people start questioning everything you have ever said, you know? So it was not, I don't think that did what they thought it would. Well, you know, this was the season finale. This is where things left off. And I think that let's just look at everybody's end card to end this episode and, you know, send off. Ready for the next couple things that we have still with this season, child. So Rachel has officially adopted Jaden. So congratulations to her. To celebrate, the family took a trip to Disney World to hang with her favorite rat, Mickey Mouse. The producers are so shady. So Melissa is planning a housewarming at their new house. Teresa and Louis would not be invited. Shows in family only. Danielle and her brother still have not spoken. No surprise there. She's focusing her energy on growing her bougie kids empire one tutu at a time. Shout out to Danielle, even though there's some... We need to record an episode. Next week, we're going to record an episode about the New Jersey headlines that are currently, you know, out there, because there's some tea on this bougie kid stuff. And I definitely want to talk about it. Margaret is still living with Lexi and Nino, and there's some tea on that too, child. She's continuing to build her arsenal of extended family. Dolores and Paul are searching for a new home together. She's hoping for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is in the shape of a ring. I really hope that Dolores gets her big happy ending and is able to move on from this show. I think Dolores should transition into just ultimate girl strip appearances here and there, and, like, you know, just get off of this. Jennifer and Bill continue to work on their marriage. She's hoping he'll start prioritizing their family over the pool house. Ciao. And last but not least, Teresa and Louis are preparing for their wedding. They lost 2 guests, of course, but they're gaining 5 pounds of hair. Oh my God. Well, next week we have Teresa and Louis' wedding special, and, you know, we're finally gonna see them getting married. We see some familiar faces: Kenya Moore, Chanel Ian, Ashley Darby, Dorinda Medley, of course, Margaret, Jennifer, Aiden, Dolores, Jackie, I think Jen Fessler, Rachel, Danielle, they all attended the wedding. And they also you know, discuss Melissa and Joe not being there. So we're going to get to see that. And then after next week, we get into the season 13 reunion, which right. I am expecting to be three parts because I've heard that it was crazy. And the reunion is going to be, honestly, once we wrap the reunion, it's going to determine how this show is going to move forward. And how the reunion ends, it's really going to tell. Also, the mix of the reunion and the fan reaction, I feel like it's really going to let the producers and Bravo know how they feel about moving forward. Because if the fandom really wants Teresa to leave and they're okay with Melissa staying, they're going to make that decision. Look what happened to Lisa Rinna. You know? And I feel like, I don't know, it's going to be a mix of how the reunion comes out and how the fans react to it.
Well, but, can't wait and see, because we definitely need a change on Jersey Lane.
Definitely. And we'll be right here to recap it. Also, make sure that you guys are subscribing and following us on all of the platforms that you listen to your podcast. Oh. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. And make sure to follow our, you know, the overall head of this, the Reality Rundown, if you are interested in all reality TV and all of the latest news and updates, exclusives, interviews, etc. on the reality TV world, not just Housewives, everything else. Go make sure to follow at the Reality Rundown on Instagram. Kay, thank you so much for coming to another episode of Flipping the Table. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening, and make sure that you guys vote on the poll. Remember, go vote on the poll, because I want to know what you guys think. We love you guys. Thank you. See you next week. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Flipping the Table is hosted and executive produced by me, Wellington Gomez, co-hosted by TRR correspondent Kay King, audio and engineering by me, Wellington Gomez, production management by Dayanara Rodriguez. Flipping the Table is a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. For more podcasts like this one, search for the Rundown Media Podcast Network everywhere you listen to your podcast. Make sure to follow Flipping the Table on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. And if you are a fan of reality TV, make sure you follow at The Reality Rundown for all the latest headlines.